Father God, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you that it's been a great opportunity to celebrate your name, celebrate your goodness to us all, Lord Jesus. And I just pray that I will lean on your Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me as I teach your word today, Lord Jesus. Maybe your word's not mine. Give me and each one who listens, listening ears today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, just a little icebreaker. Today, I've come with two little things. One is, if you're into your Postman Pat, this is Ted Glenn's pickup truck with two back wheels missing and a little latch missing. The doors are missing. It's been, a lot of it's missing. Vandalized, that's the right word. And here we've got a lady's fragrance. Not mine, no. And it's an empty bottle. Press the button, nothing's coming out. So I've got an empty perfume bottle and a broken toy. Two different things, but what have they got? Both have got in common? Anyone thought I'd have a guess? Have a guess. The broken, yes. The useless. Anything else? Oh, 5 points to the gentlemen in the crowd. Thanks, Robert. They were, I think, a combination of birthday or Christmas presents. One of my little boys had this, and hours of playing and destruction, the toys are missing. But he still plays with it every so often. And, yes, my good wife had some perfume, and now it's empty. Guess what she's getting this Christmas? Don't tell her that, she's not here. So, yes, they're gifts, aren't they? But these gifts have got old, tired, worn out, broken. They were brand new at one point. In the box, they looked gleaming, but they faded away, didn't they? And as Ian's reminded us, we're in Christmas season, aren't we? And there's a lot of fact and fiction shared during this season, but the one fact is it's a reminder of Christ's first coming on earth. Amen? We don't exactly know when he was born. You know, so people might say, oh, yeah, I think it was February this, or we don't know, clearly. The Bible doesn't say Jesus' birth date. We use this season to remind it. And what's important, when the angels saw the shepherds, they didn't say, guess what, there's a baby born. It's £6.12, you know, the things which we do when we have texts and emails from kids. No, they just said, a saviour's been born. Cut to the chase, a saviour's been born. And this was the greatest gift we've ever received. Amen? Just going to do a bit of technology. This is where my technology limitations are. Oh, whoa, praise the Lord. The greatest gift. Now, you know, a lot of the times you see the postcards, Christmas cards and the little nativities and stuff, it's just about this little baby. But it's a lot more than a baby, isn't it? You know, Ian mentioned it this morning, it was Christ's first coming. He came in humility as a baby, but he grew up. And later, as we know in the Easter story, he sacrificed himself on the cross to pay the price for our sin. So this is the greatest gift we can ever receive. And today is just a good reminder. Have we received that gift? Had we received that gift, and we put it in the back shelf? With kids and all our presents sometimes, we can receive stuff and something else comes along and we pick it down and pick it up. But with Christ, if you've accepted in your heart, we should be clinging onto him. And every day is being reminded. Every day. But it's just, so I'm just going to just go through some. I could be here all day talking about what comes with Jesus, the characteristics of Jesus, but I'm just going to pick 9 things today just to walk through. The first gift, and this could be the only gift, but this is the best gift of all, is the gift of eternal life. In John 3:16, really, really famous bit of scripture, isn't it? But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And Romans 6, it just sort of echoes that. Romans 6, verses 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So there, the word is saying it's a gift from God, eternal life. Now, I trust you all today grabbed hold of that gift. And if you haven't, God is so gracious, he wants you to take that gift. And it tells you the consequences if you don't take that gift. The wages of sin is death. Unfortunately, we've all fallen short of the goodness of God, the glory of God, which means without Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, we'll have eternity without him in hell. A horrible, horrible place which we don't want to be. But God's given us that gift, that opportunity to accept him, and we have eternal life with him. And it's not just about that. You know, that, as I said, that could just be the gift, and that should keep our praises going for the rest of our days. But God wants us to give us more and more as we fellowship with him. When you acknowledge Christ, you gain a heavenly Father. We are his creation, and it's quite hard to get your head around that, but we are his creation, but he is our heavenly Father. In Romans 8, verses 12 to 17. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, there are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bear witnesses with the spirit, with our spirit, that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we will suffer with him, that we also be glorified together. Wow. We've got a Heavenly Father. That means someone who's going to care for us. That means someone who's going to shepherd us, be with us, be there for us 24/7. What an amazing gift. Are we taking advantage of that gift freely available today? A Heavenly Father. If a little child falls over in the playground, whatever, and trips over, what's the first thing they do? Tend to do is run to their mum or dad. In times of trouble, we've got a Heavenly Father to run to. In times of, you know, when things are going well, we've got a Heavenly Father to share our glory, you know, glorified with him. And with the Heavenly Father comes pure love. Pure love. Love which not even is humanly possible to receive from even a mother or father, a husband or wife, children. This love is beyond comprehension. Amen? It's just pure love. Romans 8. Verses 38 to 39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything created shall be to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us from that love. You've accepted Christ today, or are you drawing on his love? If you don't know God, you're missing his love. He wants to share it with you daily. Thirdly, we've got the gift of becoming a new creation if you accept God. If you accept Jesus in your life, we've become a new creation. 2 Corinthians. 5-17. They died for all, and those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh. Yet now we know him, thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have come new. Now all things are of God, and who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, who has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Wow, a new creation. that's pretty amazing, isn't it? You might think, well, how can I be a new creation? I look the same, and I talk the same, got the same body. But what Jesus wants to do is become new creations in Christ, which means the old habits of the which we may slip into, the old things which we know are not really pleasing Jesus, he can take away and swap the old with the new. Become new creations in Christ. And I'll touch a little bit more on it shortly. How do we become new creations in Christ? By accepting the Lord and by allowing also one of the greatest gifts ever, by his Holy Spirit who indwells in us, to lead us in our daily walk. Excuse me. Acts chapter 2. Verses 38. And Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." The gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, when Jesus knew the disciples were very worried when he was saying, I'm going, and he kept... not warning is the wrong word. He kept acknowledging that the Holy Spirit was coming. And they probably didn't get it. And you know, you see it through the Gospels. But in Acts we just read, God was going to leave them, go back to heaven, but he was going to give them the gift of the Holy Spirit where he dwells in them. And today as Christians, are we fully operating in the Holy Spirit? Have we neglected that gift? We're trying to do things in our own strength. If we do things in our own strength, we'll just fall over. We'll just fail. And you might be thinking, well, I'm not a Christian and I want to be a new creation. The Holy Spirit will allow you to become a new creation. He will guide you. He will lead you. And he'll give you joy, peace and hope. Wow, that's pretty amazing. I know when I was not a Christian, I didn't have a lot of peace. You know, I tried to find peace by going to the pub with my mates and, you know, have a few pints and stuff, but that wasn't giving me peace. That was just giving me a headache in the morning. Temporary fun. But what God can give you is fullness of peace. Peace, it says in the Bible, peace which transcends all understanding. Church, have you got peace today? I really do hope you do. If you haven't, ask for God to fill you with his perfect peace. So let's just read Romans 15. It's important we read these Bible verses because the word is a living word. It's God's word. It's God's spoken word. So if it says in the word, it's truth. And if it's truth, God will allow it to happen. So it's not man's word, it's the word of God. Romans 15, verses 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may be abound in the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Wow. People are rushing around the shops today, or probably today, yeah, and they have been all this month. Get these presents, and I've been there too, and it is a buzz, and it gives you a bit of a temporary little lift. But come January, you see a lot of people with little solemn looks on the face, because that temporal buzz, excitement is gone. And they go, you see the kids, I can't wait for next year. I used to be like that. Can't wait. So it's temporal fixes. What God wants to give you is permanent peace. Church, have we got permanent peace today? Have we got permanent joy? Joy. Hope. These are amazing things which God wants to give you. Joy, hope, peace. That's better than any plastic toy, expensive perfume, PlayStation, whatever. These are eternal gifts. Amen. And in Galatians 5, this is one of my favourite passages of the Bible. If I can find it. Galatians 5:22. We talked about Holy Spirit, didn't we? This is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Wow. To do those things in your own strength, you will fail. But if you live and walk by the power of the Holy Spirit, He will give you all those things. He will give you love. He will give you joy. He will give you peace. He will give you the ability to long-suffer during trials. He'll give you kindness. He'll give you goodness. He'll give you faithfulness. He'll give you gentleness. He'll give you self-control. Wow. So it's not just amazing eternal life we've got to look forward to. Are we grabbing hold of these gifts today? God wants to give you these gifts. We go through trials and tribulations sometimes, don't we? By accepting Jesus in your life, you've got, in the Bible it talks about a lot, God is our refuge, our strength. Psalm 94 just really sort of sums that up. Verse 22, the Lord has been my defence and my God the rock of my refuge. Our time on this earth is a trial sometimes, isn't it? We have tribulations, we have battles, we acknowledge we're in a spiritual battle, you may have trials in family, in finances, whatever. But God wants us to be our refuge and our strength. We don't try and fix things on our own strength. But like the wise man who built his house on the rock, he was able to withstand trials and tribulations. Are you standing on the rock today, or are you in the sinking sand? If you're a follower of God, grab hold of that gift he wants to give you. Stand on the rock of Christ, and you'll remain standing. Amen? Amen. Wisdom. Wow. You know, Solomon was asked, pray for anything you want. Pray for anything you want. And I'm sure in his mind he was thinking, wow, this is an opportunity. And maybe lots of things went through his head, but his natural instinct was, I want wisdom. God wants to lavish us with wisdom. If you read Proverbs, it's just full of the reminder of wisdom is so and so important. James 5. Chapter 1, verses 5. James 1, 5, sorry. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally, without reproach, and it will be given to you. Some of you may be needing wisdom today to make decisions, to give you insight about situations. That is a gift from God. He will liberally give you wisdom. Are you asking for it? Or is it a natural instinct to just try and plow ahead and do it in your own strength? Seek the Lord and He'll direct your paths. Church, we've got so much to be grateful for and so much to benefit from fellowshipping with Christ daily. And finally, and this could be a preach in itself, so I'll just touch on it today, the spiritual gifts. We talked about the gift of the Holy Spirit, but God, Jesus wants to just bless His body, not for our own glory, but for the church's, the body's benefit with spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus a curse, and no one can say that Jesus Lord is except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. So the gifts of the Spirit to benefit all the body. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kind of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. The other day, our little daughter, was her birthday, and we got all these toys, surveilling family things. Other toys, manufacturers are available. And she had this one of these little car things. The other day she came in excited. Oh, I found this in the car, I didn't know it existed. I think she pulled something out and thought she'd broken it, but it was another little toy within the toy. So she had this gift and she thought it was, she was a car, and it turned out to be other little attributes towards it. I'm not comparing God to a car, toy, please hear me. But what I'm trying to say today and remind you today is, if you've accepted that gift of Christ in your heart to give you that eternal hope, are you benefiting for the full attributes of Christ? Or are you just experiencing one little aspect of Jesus? We've just been through sort of 9 aspects today, but there's loads more. He's our comforter, he's our provider. So much more. But sometimes I fall in the trap of, I just sort of limit God to one aspect I'm familiar with or comfortable with. But are we fully benefiting from the wholeness of Jesus Christ in our life? We've talked about spiritual gifts. Church, the coming year, I'd like to see us fully operating in the Spirit, to see spiritual gifts manifest in this church. Not so we can say yes, you know, for our own glory. No, for the benefit of the body. He will give freely as he wills. Are we walking in the fullness of joy, peace and hope today? Are we walking in his wisdom today to make decisions? Or are we diving in, doing our own thing? Are we walking as new creations in Christ? Or we step back into our old sinful world from time to time? Are we walking in God's love? Important questions. Are we knowing each day we've got a Heavenly Father we can turn to? And with gifts, good gifts are good, worth sharing, aren't they? Is this gift hidden, you know, in our own personal walk, and we aren't sharing it? But God wants us to be light, salt and light in this community, doesn't he? Wherever we go. If we've got the best gift in the world, come 25th December, I'm sure some of the kids will bring in their toys. Look at this! And some of the adults maybe, oh, I've got this for Christmas. If you can share a little plastic toy or a nice bit of perfume with your friends, are you sharing the best gift of all to the people in your community, at church, at work, at school, in your neighbourhood, that, hey, we've got a gift which is enduring, a gift which is free, doesn't have to be earned, you don't need to save up and put money in the piggy bank every week, it's freely available today. Now church, if we've got this gift, it should be evident in our walk. We should have that joy. It should be prevalent when we walk around, that joy in our hearts. And if it's joy's there, we've got an opportunity to share it. Amen? So I encourage you this season just to really reflect and say, have I got this gift? And if you have, just thank God for the gift. Be thankful every day. I was so encouraged by the praise today. Praise was centred in today's worship. Praise should be centred daily in our lives, amen? Praising God for the gift. Walking in the fullness of Christ and telling others. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for these gifts we've been discussing, Lord Jesus. We just thank you again, Lord, that you freely gave us liberty in you, Lord. You've given us the hope of eternal life with you, Lord Jesus. Even though we don't deserve it, Lord, your grace has given us that opportunity to become new creations in you, Lord Jesus. And Father, I just pray that each one of us will hold on to that gift. When temptation creeps in, where hard times may creep in, or when the busyness creeps in our lives, Lord Jesus, may we not turn our back on you, Father God. Forgive me, forgive us, Lord, when we do, Lord, Father. I pray, Lord, that we'll walk daily with you, Jesus. Lord, if anyone doesn't know you today, listening, I just pray they'll have the confidence to step out and reach out to you, Lord Jesus. Just like Zacchaeus, when he's on that tree looking at you, seeking you. You came, you met him, and he became a new creation. Father God, I just pray you'll compel our hearts to share this good gift with the lost who don't know you, Lord Father. I just pray this coming year that we'll be a gospel-minded church, Lord Jesus, more and more where we tell others about you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.